Good morning, brothers and sisters.
在聚会开始的时候，让弟兄姐妹们能够有机会在网络上面跟弟兄姐妹们一起问安。
So I hope you had the chance to greet each other in the chat box section on the on YouTube.
那你如果在家里面有家人一起聚集聚会的时候，也要跟你的家人问安。
And don't forget to greet your family members as well when you are worshiping together.
那如果刚好你身旁没有人跟你一起问安的话，你可以在荧幕上面跟我和刘韵问安。And
if just so happen that you're alone, but you can greet, at least you can greet us two here.
刚刚Peter弟兄 在一开始聚会之后，就说了这堂的聚会是我们2021年的第一堂聚会。As
the chairman just mentioned, this is the first Sunday worship of the year 2021.
那真的是一般在新年的主日的这个聚会的时候，一般我们心情是非常的兴奋和愉快。Usually,
on the first Sunday of a new year, our hearts will be very excited, we are uplifted.
然后呢，我们见面的时候，我们就说新年好，我们说新年快乐。And
when we meet each other, we would say Happy New Year.
那我知道今年对我们来说，许多人这句话出不了口。However,
this particular year is different. Some of us might be difficult for us to utter Happy New Year.
怎么说好呢？怎么说快乐呢？
How can you even mention happiness?
因为虽然说新冠病毒的疫情是去年在全球的这样子蔓延。Even
though the COVID-19 pandemic began spreading last year.
然后前面这几周就一直加热的发烧。And
then it get exacerbated during the first couple of weeks.
你说过了一年有差别吗?
1 year has passed. Is there any difference?
这个我们除夕，然后到了新年，过了这24小时之后，环境有改变吗?
So after New Year's Eve, and then we get to the first day of the New Year, is there any significant difference in our circumstance?
这大半年以来所一直在期待的这个疫苗，好，现在已经研发成功，已经有人在接种了。For
the for more than half year, we've been looking forward to the vaccine, and now it's ready.
大家兴高采烈的觉得说，这个只要这个疫苗一开始以后，我们就能够回到我们过去所谓正常常态的生活了。
Everyone is excited and hopeful that after we got inoculated, we can return to normal.
可是当然呢，好消息永远不会是一面倒的。But
even good news is never one-sided.
疫苗研发出来，人开始接种之后，我们听到的是什么的消息？
After the vaccine has been developed and then people start getting the vaccine, what kind of news have we heard?
现在的疫情比去年刚开始的时候，这个最高峰又创了更高的峰记录。The
pandemic continued to spread, and we even surpassed the peak last year in terms of cases.
然后呢，现在这个病毒已经变种了，有一种新的一个形态呈现。现在它传的比以前更厉害。
Not only that, the virus has mutated and there is a new variant of the virus. It's even worse than the original one.
你好吗?
How are you?
你快乐吗?
Are you happy?
那当然在过去这一周，我们听到我们很亲爱的姐妹 Teresa 她离世的消息。你怎么好？你怎么快乐？
Especially in the past week, we heard a very sad news about our sister Teresa. How could you be happy?
我在两周前就开始为我们今年这个新年的这篇讲道在做预备。
Ever since 2 weeks ago, I began to pray for today's sermon.
我很兴奋。
I was excited.
我那时候我很期待。
I was hopeful.
我说神啊，你给我这个机会，让我们在新年的第一个主日崇拜里面，我们可以啊跟弟兄姐妹们分享一个很振奋人心的一篇信息。
And I pray to God, God, give us a sermon that's uplifting, that will encourage our brothers and sisters in this new year.
充满了盼望。
It's full of hope.
然后充满了这个激励。
Full of encouragement.
我说神啊，这是你要给我们属神儿女和这个世界的消息。
I pray that God, this is the message you have for those who belong to you and for the whole world.
那过去这一周，知道 Teresa 她进到了加护病房。
In the past week, first the news about Teresa went to ICU.
心里面就有压力负担。
My heart was burdened.
那不只是雷家他们现在面对。这样子情绪上面很大很大的压力。
It's not just Lay's family, they are facing this great emotional toll.
同时教会里面也有其他的弟兄姐妹们在家庭里面面对一些健康上面、生活上面、情感关心上面的许许多多的纠结。
There are many other brothers and sisters in our church who are also experiencing struggles either emotionally or in terms of health or relationship with family members.
礼拜五的晚上，礼拜六那天，然后呢的 Cindy 有时候看到我，他就说 你怎么搞的？
So Friday night and Saturday when Cindy saw me, she would say, what's going on with you?
我说应该说是没事，我没什么问题。
Then I would say, well, I'm fine.
可是我知道我的心中，我的情感上面承受很大的很多的压力。
But in my heart, I know I am quite burdened. My heart is heavy.
我说神啊，我要兴奋。
I pray to God, I want to be excited.
我要喜乐。
I want to be joyful.
我要高昂。
I want to be in high spirit.
可是心情就没有办法调整起来。
And yet, my mood is low.
那当有一篇信息是要振奋人心，要使人能够有盼望，可是你心情是低沉的时候，怎么样能够传这篇道呢？
So how could I preach a message that's uplifting, that's encouraging, that's hopeful, while my own heart is heavy?
所以我就祈求，我就跟神祷告。
So I continue to pray to God.
神啊，当我们要传扬你话语的时候
，God, when we prepare to preach your word,
不是我自己用我的情绪或情感。或我的这个生动和活泼能够带动起别人的情绪。
It is not that my personal emotion or my word, my eloquence that's going to uplift your people.
主，如果你的信息是要激励你的孩子，如果你的信息是要能够振奋你的子民，那神，这是你自己的工作。
Lord, if your message is to excite, is to lift up, is to encourage your people, then God, this is on you.
弟兄姐妹，当我们从人的角度和眼光去看事情的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we look at things from human perspective.
因为我们是有情感的人，神造我们就是有情感的人。
For we are only human. God made us to be emotional.
而神也是要让我们在我们情感，不论是在高潮或低潮，遇到这些经历的时候，神总有他的心意存在。
So whether we're experiencing emotional high or low, there is God's will.
神对于他所爱的人，弟兄姐妹，他永远的心意是你们要来到我的面前。
There is a never-changing will God has for us, those who He loves. That is, we will come to Him, we will return to Him.
神的心意永远是我所爱的孩子，你要转眼注目在我的身上。
The heart and will God has for us is, my children, you need to turn your eyes upon me.
因为神说我的安慰是温柔的。
For God says, in me there is tender comfort.
神说圣灵的同在是实际的。
He says the presence of Holy Spirit is real.
神说我的话语，圣经的言语是能够带给你力量，是能够带给你方向的。
God says, my word, the word in the Bible can give you strength, can give you direction.
当我们觉得我们没有方向感的时候，
When we feel like there is no direction in our lives,
事实上就是神告诉我们说，你已经将你的眼目从我的身上移开了。
That is God's way to remind us your eyes are strayed, no longer on me.
当我们心情低落，我们觉得我们不要到神面前的时候，那反而正是神说你要来到我这边，能够经历我的安慰的时候。
When you feel low, when you feel you don't want to come before God, it's precisely the moment God wants you to come back, to return.
弟兄姐妹，今天在这个年初的时候，
Brothers and sisters, at this beginning of a new year,
我觉得神特别就是要告诉我们，
I think God wants to tell us specifically,
是我有作为要在你的生命当中要能够彰显。
I want to accomplish work in your life.
我有奇妙的作为要在你的生命当中让你去经历。
I want you to experience amazing work of my hands in your life.
当世界上面的人只能够看到这个人的层面，看到这个世界上面所发生的事情的时候，
When other people can only see things from a worldly perspective,
神说那是因为他们没有看到神在这世界上面的作为。
God says that's because they have not seen, have not witnessed my work in this world.
而我们有主耶稣基督救恩，有主耶稣基督生命的人，
However, us who has the new life from Jesus Christ,
就是神要使用使这个世界上面的人能够认识他的管道。
It is us who God wants to use as a channel for other people in the world to come to know Him.
我们今天讲到的经文是在彼得前书第一章。
Today's passage,
彼得前书第二章。
Today's passage is 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章第四到第十节。
Verses 4 to 10.
主乃是活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选，所宝贵的。你们来到主的面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。因为经上说，看啊，我把所拣选所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧，所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说， 匠人所砌的石头已做了房角的头块石头，有所做了绊脚的石头，叠人的磐石，他们既不顺从，就在道理上绊倒了。他们这样绊倒也是预定的。唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。你们从前算不得子民，现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。
彼得前书二章四到十节、
英文，你要读英文吗？
First Peter chapter 2 verses 4 through 10. As you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious. You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For it stands in Scripture, Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a cornerstone chosen and precious, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. So the honor is for you who believe, but for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense. They stumble because they disobey the word, as they were destined to do. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellences of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
让我们去祷告。
Let us pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主，你是那呼召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明的神。
Lord, you are the one who called us out of darkness into your marvelous light.
主，我们从前是瞎眼的，但是如今你却让我们看见。
Lord, we were once blind, but now we see.
主，我们从前是不认识神的，是顶撞神的，但是如今我们蒙了你的连续，我们成为了你的子民。
Lord, we used to not know you, we disobeyed you, we offended you, but now we become your own possession, we have received your mercy.
你将我们的生命与主耶稣基督的生命连结了。
You connect our lives with Jesus Christ's life.
你使我们的在人生当中我们能够有盼望。
You give us hope in our lives.
你使我们看见你所赐给我们生命的价值。
You let us see the value of the life you bestowed to us.
你也总是呵护，当我们跌倒伤痛的时候呵护着我们。
When we stumble, when weAre in sorrow, you always comfort us.
你也总是让我们在自己觉得迷失方向的时候，你指引我们的方向。
When we feel disoriented, you always give us direction.
主，今天求主你的灵与我们同在。
Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit be with us.
主，让你自己的话语向我们每一个人说话。
Lord, please speak to us using your own word.
主，你的话语既然释放，就不会突然的返回。
Lord, once your word is spoken, it will never return be futile.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. 弟兄姐妹。很多时候当信徒彼此见面的时候会问说诶你去哪一个教会
Brothers and sisters, often when Christians meet each other, they will say, what church do you attend?
当然这只是一种很普通很平常的一种提问。
Now, this is a very common inquiry.
那这种提问只是很实际的，好像说一种彼此的认识。
It's also a practical question for us to get to know each other.
可是你知道，当我们问说你是去哪一个教会，或去你去上哪一个教会的时候
，But when you ask each other what church do you go to or do you attend，
事实上，弟兄姐妹，我们有的时候不自觉的、不经意的，就对教会有了一个错误，而且不合圣经教导的认识。
Then unintentionally, or without even recognizing it, realizing it, we are having a concept that's not biblical.
因为我们所说的教会就变成好像是这栋建筑或这个地方或者是这个组织。
For this question,reflects the concept that church is a building or an organization.
甚至我们自己有时候主日的时候，我们说今天要去上教堂了，我今天要去聚会了。
And sometimes on Sundays we'll say, today I'm going to attend church, I'm going to go to church.
但事实上，弟兄姐妹，基督徒不是去教会的人，你知道吗？
But brothers and sisters, in fact, Christians are not those who go to church.
刘长老和我过去这么多年不断的提醒弟兄姐妹们要灌输我们对教会的正确的认识。
In the many years past, Pastor Alex and I tried very hard to emphasize that what is the correct concept about church.
因为基督徒不是去教会的人。
For Christians are not those who attend church.
基督徒就是教会。
Christians are the church.
主耶稣基督的身体是圣经里面所说的教会。
The body of Christ is the church.
而所有在主耶稣基督里的属神的儿女就是主的身体，就是主的教会。
And all the children of God, everyone who believes in Jesus Christ, is the body of Christ. They are the church.
使徒保罗不但是使徒保罗在以弗所书里面讲得很清楚。
This point is not only made very clear by Paul in Ephesians.
主耶稣亲爱的门徒彼得也是如此说的。
And the dear disciple of Jesus, Peter, also reiterated this point.
但是虽然教会不是一栋建筑，
However, even though church is not a physical building,
但是我们不可否认的是，圣经却用建筑来描述教会的一个形态。
But we can't deny the fact that Bible does use building as a metaphor to describe the church.
但是这个建筑的描述是一个很特别的建筑。
But the description of this building is very special.
在彼得前书第二章这里，彼得告诉我们说，这个建筑是用活的石头来建造的。
In the passage we just read, Peter describes Christians as living stones being built up as a spiritual house of God.
弟兄姐妹，属神的儿女是神建立教会的建材。
Brothers and sisters, God's children, believers, they are the materials God used to build up a spiritual house.
你我今天属于教会，你我就是建造教会的材料。
Today, you and I belong to a church, which means we are the building material of church.
我们的教会很特别。
Our church is special.
我们今天教会的场地所使用的有两栋房子是用石头建的。
In our facility, we have two buildings, built by stones.
也是很特殊的一种建筑。
That's kind of special.
可是这些是死的石头。
But those are dead stones.
圣经里面所让我们看见的是，我们是活着的石头。
The Bible describes Christian as living stones.
可是圣经里面告诉我们信徒是活的石头的原因是什么？
But what is the reason the Bible describes believers as living stones?
基督徒是活石，能够被神来建造，因为我们是在主耶稣基督里面，而主耶稣基督是活石。
Christians can become living stones as material to build the spiritual house of God is because we are built upon Jesus Christ, who is the cornerstone of church.
The living stone.
The living stone of church.
主耶稣基督不，刚刚这个刘韵讲到了，圣经里面这边有说，主耶稣基督他是神所拣选，神所宝贵的那个房角石。
So the scripture says, Jesus Christ is chosen by God and precious to him. He is the cornerstone.
可是他不只是房角石，他是那块活的石头。
But he is not only the cornerstone, but also a living stone.
这是让我们看见，不但主耶稣基督是教会，或者说是我们属神儿女生命的基石。
So that allows us to see that Jesus Christ is the foundation of believers' life.
他是活石，因为他是那位从死里复活的主。
He is a living stone because he is the resurrected God.
他不是曾经活过的主。
He's not the Lord who used to live.
他是有生命的主。
He is the Lord that's living.
他是战胜死亡的主。
He overcome death.
弟兄姐妹，属神的儿女，基督徒，蒙恩得救的人，是有主耶稣基督生命的人。
Brothers and sisters, God's children, Christians, those who receive salvation, is a people with the life through Christ, Jesus Christ.
如果我们知道神所赐给我们的爱，
If we know the love bestowed to us by God,
如果我们知道主耶稣基督在十字架上面为我们而死是因为我们罪的缘故，
If we know the fact that Jesus died on the cross is for the sake of our sins,
如果我们知道主耶稣基督之所以来到世上，然后受死，然后流血，被钉十字架，是为了爱我们的缘故。
If we know the fact that Jesus came to this world, died on the cross, shed his precious blood, it is for our sake. It's because he loved us.
那我们就知道，当我们今天接受了主耶稣基督成为我们救主之后，我们所拥有的是主耶稣基督那个从死里复活的生命。
Then we should recognize, once we receive Jesus as our personal Savior, we have this life, the new life from Him.
我今天之所以能够成为一个活石，是因为我的生命是连在主耶稣基督这块活石上面。
The reason why I can become a living stone is because my life is connected to the living stone, Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，今天世上的人怕死。
Brothers and sisters, the people in this world are very scared of death.
我说今天这世上的人，我不是分基督徒或非基督徒。
I'm not saying non-believers or believers.
因为今天不但是没有主耶稣基督的人怕死，很多基督徒也是一样，对死亡是有一种很大很大的恐惧感。
Because it's not only non-believers who are scared of death, even believers, many of us are really horrified by death.
从一个层面来说，那是因为我们对我们的救恩，我们的主没有一个更深刻的认识。
To some degree, that's a reflection that our understanding of God is inadequate.
从另外一个层面来说，可能我们对我们的救恩只是知识上面的认识，我们没有在我们的生命和灵魂的深处与主耶稣基督连结了。
from another perspective, you can say that maybe our understanding of God is just in our, it's intellectual, it's an intellectual one. Our life, our soul are not really connected to Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，你知道这个观念对我们今天现在的这个我们的生活是有多么的切身的关系吗？
Brothers and sisters, I hope you realize, recognize how relevant this concept is to our everyday life.
当我们说神是生命的掌控者，
When we say God, has sovereignty of life.
我们说神是生命的创始者。
When we say God is the creator of life.
然后不但如此，主耶稣基督是战胜死亡、战胜罪恶、死里复生的神。
Not only that, but Jesus is the victor over death and sin, and he overcome death.
而他白白在恩典当中赐给你、赐给我的，就是这样子一个壮大的生命的时候。
And we recognize this life, this he gave us through his death, is a life we can that thrives.
是一个壮大的生命。Right.
It's a
powerful,、okay. it's an unstoppable life. 是一个壮大的生命的时候，弟兄姐妹，这世上的疾病、痛苦、困难，甚至死亡，对我们有什么影响？
Brothers and sisters, what are the effects of illness, death, difficulties in this life?
在圣经里面没有任何其他的地方提到主耶稣基督是活石，没有用活石来描述主耶稣基督或是描述信徒。
No other places in the Bible describes Jesus Christ and believers as living stones.
可是圣灵借着彼得把这个真理是这么的清楚的呈现在我们的面前。
And here, Holy Spirit,Through Peter, show us this point with such clarity.
弟兄姐妹，当我们不觉得我们自己是活石或有生命的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when you don't feel like you are a living stone or full of life,
那是因为我们跟我们的主之间的关系没有连上。
That's because we are disconnected from our Lord.
弟兄姐妹，当我们觉得自己没有生命，不是主的活石的时候，我们是跟主耶稣基督的生命没有连上。
Brothers and sisters, when you feel like you are not a living stone, you don't have a vibrant life, that's because you are disconnected from Jesus Christ.
如果我们不是活石，我们就不能被主建造。
If we are not living stones, then we cannot be built up by God.
这个讲到是我们个人的生活，同样也是讲到教会的一个群体的生活。
This is both for our individual life and the congregation as a church.
这个世界上的人不认识耶稣。
People of this world do not know Jesus.
他们不要耶稣。
They reject Jesus.
第四节告诉我们说他是被人所弃的。
In verse 4 it says, rejected by men.
你知道这个不只是讲到当时主耶稣基督在世上的时候被当时的犹太人、被当时的祭司长、被当时的罗马人所这个唾弃。
You know, this is not only referring to at that time when Jesus was rejected by Jews, by priests, by Roman.
这个不只是讲对呀，这个不是只是讲到当时主耶稣基督因为被人所弃，所以被钉到十字架上面。
This is not only referring to because Jesus was rejected by men, so he was crucified.
这是讲到甚至讲到今天所有的人不愿意来认识耶稣，要离弃神，要顶撞神，要这个消灭。耶稣的工作的人。
it also refers to today in this world. People deny Jesus, they reject him, and they disobey him, and they want to cancel his work.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你有没有这样子的观念。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know whether you have this concept.
我不知道你有没有这样的想法。
Or this idea.
但是我想要跟你分享我的观念和想法。
But I want to share with you my idea, my understanding.
今天这个世上疫情的蔓延。
Today, pandemic is spreading in this world.
对我们生活层面上面没有一个地方不受到负面的影响。
Every corner of life is affected by it negatively.
可能会得病。
You may become ill.
很多人已经得病了。
Many people are already ill.
很多人进了医院了。
Many are hospitalized.
很多人进不了医院，因为医院的病床满了。
And many were not able to go to the hospital because the capacity is full.
很多人也因为这个病死亡了。
And many passed away because of this virus.
因为疫情的关系，很多人失去了工作。
Because of the pandemic, many people lose their jobs.
孩子不能去上学。
The children cannot go to school.
不但父母在家里面，他们担心不知道该怎么办，然后呢，又会想孩子未来这样子失去了一年半的好好的教育，以后怎么跟别人竞争？
Parents are anxious not because they are staying home, but also for the children for the future of their children. How can they compete when they lose this 1.5 year?
因为这个健康受威胁。
Because of the threat of health.
因为生活上面经济上面的需要这个受到危害。
And because the financial harm the pandemic has done.
心里面负担重
，their hearts are burdened，
情绪不好
，they are in bad mood，
所以人与人之间的关系就是总是充满了火药味
，and therefore their relationship with others are strained，
家庭争执
，there are conflicts at home，
夫妻矛盾
，and conflicts between spouses。
我们过去都讲，这不是只是家庭的问题，这是社会的问题。
As we discussed before, this is not just a family issue; it's a societal issue.
美国社会
，the American society，
种族的问题
，racial tensions，
政治的这个彼此的仇视
，the political divide。
那甚至我们会想到在太平洋的另外一边，这个中国、台湾、香港、东南亚各国，美国与美国这个南边的这个边界，还有欧洲的这个各国之间的这么许许多多的争执和冲突。
And also the political struggles across the Pacific Ocean that involves and affects China, Taiwan, US, Hong Kong, Southeast Asian countries, and at the southern border of the US.
我们想要他们都得到解决。
We want them to be resolved.
我们要世界的问题得到解决。
We want all the problems in the world to be resolved.
我们要社会上的问题解决。
We want all the societal issues to be resolved.
我们要健康上面的问题解决。我们要家庭当中的问题解决。
We want the health issues, family issues to be fixed.
那我们要靠什么去解决它？
But what do we have?We can use to fix all the problems.
这个环球的疫情，你是想要等待什么东西来解决它？
What are we waiting for to fix, to solve this global pandemic?
你是等待那个疫苗吗？
Are you counting on the vaccine?
还是你要等待全世界的人都要彼此隔离？
Are you counting on everyone in this world to be isolated?
然后只要如果100%的人都好好的隔离，那这个病毒就不会散播，然后我们就把这个病毒饿死，然后我们就解决了。
So if 100% of the world population would be willing to stay in isolation, then we can stave off the virus and then we can solve the problem of the pandemic.
你想要解决国家的问题。
You want to solve the issues of this country.
你认为选了 Trump, 你的未来就有了保障，或者你觉得你选了 Biden, 你就未来得了保障。
You think that your future is guaranteed if you voted for Trump or Biden.
弟兄姐妹，所有的这一切的问题的解决的答案在哪里？
Brothers and sisters, where does the answer lie, to solve all these problems?
世人只能从人的层面来解决。
People of this world can only solve them, try to solve them from human perspective.
可是神已经替我们解决了最基本的问题。
But God has already solved the fundamental problem we have.
这世界上面所有一切的乱。
All the chaotic in this world.
这世界所有一切的病。
All the diseases of this world.
这世界所有一切的死亡。
All the death in this world.
这世界上面所有一切的问题。
All the problems in this world.
混乱。
The chaos.
都是因为罪的缘故。
All of this is because of sin.
可是主已经为我们解决这个问题。
And yet God has solved the problem of sin for us.
问这个解决问题的答案就是主耶稣基督这位活石。
The answer to solving all the problems.Is Jesus Christ the living stone?
今天世界上面，弟兄姐妹，我很痛心的是，就算在美国这个以基督教立国的国家，听不见人讲说耶稣基督的福音是拯救这个社会的答案。
What pains me, brothers and sisters, is even in the country U.S., which is supposedly founded on Christianity, we cannot say that. The key to solve all the problems is in Christianity, in believing in Jesus Christ.
科学是好的。
Science is good.
医学是好的。
Medicine is good.
人的努力是好的。
Human efforts are good.
可是我今天听到的都是我信科学，我信医学。
But all I hear today is I believe in science. I believe in medical science.
我信这个人，这个人定胜天的这种意志力。
I believe the willpower of man to overcome everything.
那个没有能力，那个没有知识的人才会去信个什么耶稣。
Only the weak person, only someone who is powerless would believe something like Jesus Christ.
主耶稣基督是被人所弃的。
So you see, Lord, our Jesus Christ is rejected by men.
可是他却是神所拣选，是神所宝贵的。
And yet, he is chosen by God and precious to God.
弟兄姐妹，在今天的这样的环境当中
，Brothers and sisters, in today's environment,
你是不是认识？这位活石。
Do you know this living stone?
你的生命是不是与这位活石连接上的？
Is your life connected to the living stone?
这位活石是神所拣选，是神所宝贵的。
The living stone that's chosen by God and precious to him.
当你与他的生命连上的时候，
When you are connected to his life,
你也成为活石。
You will also become a living stone.
你也是被神所拣选，是被神所宝贵的。
You will also be chosen by God and be precious to him.
弟兄姐妹，神说我们这一群属神的儿女。
Brothers and sisters, God says,The people, the children of God.
你是我的活石。
You are my living stones.
在主耶稣基督里面，你能够成为活石，能够被我建造。
Through Jesus Christ, you can become living stones. You can be built up by me.
你要被建造成为这个灵宫。第五节告诉我们。
In verse 5, it says, "You will be built into a spiritual house."
对，这个灵宫原文讲到就是一个有圣灵居住的一个房子。
So the spiritual house is a house, the Holy Spirit abides in.
从旧约里面一直到新约，我们很清楚的了解，这个所谓有圣灵居住的这个屋子，就是圣殿。
So from Old Testament to New Testament, we are very clear on the point that the holy house is a house Holy Spirit lives in.
今天的教会
，Today's church，
今天这个信徒们的这个群体
，The group of believers。
就是圣殿。
It is the holy house.
是圣灵所居住的屋子。
The temple Holy Spirit abides in.
弟兄姐妹，这个是讲到个人有圣灵的内住，同样也讲到教会弟兄姐妹们一起的这个一个见证，是圣灵同在的地方。
Brothers and sisters,Every believer individually and together with each other as a church, we are a testimony of a spiritual house, the Holy Spirit abides in.
弟兄姐妹，你有看到这圣经上怎么讲吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you see this in the scripture?
它不是说你要努力的去做活石。
It doesn't say that you want to exert effort to become a living stone.
神不是用一个命令的语气说你要去建造那个灵宫。
God is not commanding you to build. You build the spiritual house.
你要努力的努力的去结圣灵的果子。
You need to work hard to bear holy fruits.
哦，你要努力的，好像用去成就主的一个样式。
And you want to try your very best to become like Christ.
圣经上面是说，如果你与主耶稣基督这块活石连接，你就是像他一样的活石。
Instead, Scripture says, if you are connected to the life of Jesus Christ, you are living stones just like him.
如果你已经是这块活石，你就会被神建造，成为他的灵宫。
And if you have become a living stone, then you will be built into a spiritual house by God.
弟兄姐妹，你跟我都需要被神建造。
Brothers and sisters, you and I both need to be built by God.
你和我都需要在我们的思想，在我们的情感，在我们对人对事的看法上面被神建造。
You and I, we both need to be built up by God.In terms of our, in our minds, in our emotional life and spiritual life.
但是这并不是只是讲到一个过程，弟兄姐妹，这是讲到一个描述。
But this is not just a process. There is a description here.
什么叫做是一个描述？
What does it mean by it's a description?
是活石的，都是被神建造的。
All those who are living stones are built up by God.
是活石的，都是那个生命上面不断的被神改变，不断的被神雕琢的。
All those who are living stones are reshaped and forged constantly by God, so their lives are no longer the same.
是活石的，不但是被神建造。并且因为是圣洁的祭司，是在神面前奉献神所喜悦的灵祭的人。
All those who are living stones are not just built up into the spiritual house, but they are also holy priests who offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God.
弟兄姐妹，你的生命有被神改变吗？
Brothers and sisters, are your lives changed by God?
你的思想有被神的话语渗透而开始有了新的看见和新的认识吗？
Are your minds transformed by God so that you have this new understanding and new insights?
你的思想和行为有因为你跟主耶稣基督连结而你的灵魂、思想、 行为有了更像主的样式吗？
Are your thoughts, behaviors, and souls be more like Jesus because you are reshaped by God as living stones and connected to Jesus Christ?
弟兄姐妹，有太多例子可以让我们更清楚地认识这个神的心意。
Brothers and sisters, there are so many more examples that can help us understand God's will and heart more clearly.
但是我想要说，特别在2021年的这个新的开始。
But what I want to say at this moment, at the beginning of year 2021,
我们的脑海里面想的总是我怎么样能够回到疫情之前的那种常态生活吗？
All we think about is how can we return to the normal lives before the pandemic.
因为疫情我现在影响太多了，所以我现在心情不好。
Now, because of the pandemic, it has so many negative impacts on my life, so I'm in a bad mood.
因为我心情不好，所以呢，在工作的时候跟老板生气，跟同事吵架，回到家里面后跟老 给老婆给先生脸色看，然后看到小孩子就看了就不顺眼。
And because of the bad mood, I had conflicts with my co-workers, with my boss, and also with my spouse and my children.
因为我心情不好，因为我外面压力大，所以我不会读神的话，我不在教会里面服侍。
Because of the pandemic, I'm in bad mood, and I'm under such pressure that I'm not willing to serve in church.
等到我回到以前的那种常态生活，回到去年三月以前的那种生活，我相信我一切都会变好了。
And once I'm able to return to the normal lives before March 2020, then everything will become better.
真的吗？
Is it true?
会变更好吗？
Is it going to be better?
你如果真的回想去你去年三月以前的生活，
When you really reflect your life before March last year,
你那时候你对工作会对老板对同事就是这个关系就是很深厚很美满，然后呢就是天天喜乐吗？
Were your relationships with your colleagues and boss perfect then? Were you full of joy every day then?
你去年三月之前，你跟你老公，你跟你老婆中间就不争执，就没有，就是这两情相悦的水乳交融的在那边过生活吗？
Were you having a harmonious, completely blissful, familial relationship with your spouses?
你去年三月之前，你就没有在生活上面、经济上面、健康上面的困难吗？
Before March last year, were you free of any financial problems, any difficulties in your life?
弟兄姐妹，我们所向往的不是回到过去所谓的常态。
Brothers and sisters, what we look for should not be the old, good old times before March 2020.
弟兄姐妹，我们应该对我们自己在神的面前有一个期望。
Brothers and sisters, we need to have some expectation of ourselves before God.
我要做活石。
I want to be a living stone.
我要与主耶稣基督这一块活石连在一起。
I want to be connected to Jesus Christ, the living stone.
所以我的心思意念可以被改变，我可以被神建造。
So my hearts and minds can be transformed, so I can be built up by God.
因为我被神建造成为一个圣灵所居住的圣殿，一个灵宫。
So because I am built up by God and as part of the spiritual house,
所以我可以不断的有更多新的与主的经历。
So that I can continue to experience, the new,work God has done in my life.
因为我有神话语的充满，我在对神有新的认识。
Because I'm filled by God's word, every day I gain new understanding of what, who God is.
我在工作上面。
In my work.
我在家庭关系上面。
In my family.
我在教会的服事上面。
And in serving the church,
因为我与主耶稣基督连接，我是他的活石，我有一个新的体会，我有一个新的满足。
Because I'm a living stone connected to Jesus Christ, I have a new understanding, I find new satisfaction.
弟兄姐妹，这个第五节里面所讲到当圣洁的祭司要借着耶稣奉献神所喜悦的灵祭的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们很多时候以为这个就是我要在教会服事。
Brothers and sisters, in verse 5 it says,will be a holy priesthood offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. My understanding is this is serving in church.
弟兄姐妹，是要在教会里面服事。
Brothers and sisters, we do need to serve in church.
因为教会里的服事就是信徒们彼此爱的服事。
For the ministry in church is serving each other in love.
可是这不只是在教会里的服事。
But this is not only serving in church.
这是在你家庭里面的服事。
You also want to serve each other in your house.
你不要只是在家里面对你的家人、对你的孩子、对你的配偶，只是在生活上面好像给了一些物质的供应。
Don't just be the provider of supplies and material needs of your spouse and your children.
而没有在他们的情感，没有在他们的心灵，没有在他们的情绪和他们的灵魂里面，有你对他们的服侍和供应。
But you also want to serve them and provide for them, in their emotion, in their soul, in their spiritual lives.
我跟 Cindy 结婚的第一年。
The first year of my marriage with Cindy.
圣诞节的这个假期我们出去旅游。
During Christmas vacation, we were traveling.
那时候我是一个年轻的工程师。
At that time, I was a young engineer.
那很天真。
Very naive.
不觉得自己有多大的能力，但是至少有一点就是我要把我的工作做好。
I did not think very highly of my own ability, but I know I need to do my job well.
所以年底的时候呢，有几篇报告这个要交出去。
So at the end of year, there were several reports due.
所以呢，我就很认真的跟老板说，没问题，年底前我可以交出来。
So I told my boss, no problem, I am going to have them done by the end of the
year. 我就跟 Cindy 说，我们要出去旅游这个度假期，但是呢，我带着我的工作的这个电脑。
So I told Cindy, yeah, we are going on vacation, but I need to bring my work laptop.
我们白天的时候我们做我们的事情，但是晚上呢，我可能有两三，我可能会有一点点的时间，我会把我的这个报告做完。
We'll spend time together during daytime, but during evenings, I need to work on my reports.
她也没说什么话。
She didn't say much.
Cindy 是比我更认真的一个人。
Cindy is a person who
is even more dedicated and responsible than I am, right?
Yes, she is.
Yeah. 所以呢，结果呢，我说每天晚上有一点点时间，结果变成每天晚上大概两到三个小时。我们回到这个旅馆的时候，我就在那边上班，我在做事。
So when I say little time, I spend 2 to 3 hours every evening in hotel working on my reports.
那长话短说呢
？Long story short.
这样的情形不只是在我们结婚的第一年发生。
Such instance did not just happen in the first year of our marriage.
我是没有去算过它，但是我想我们结婚的前十年至少都有常常发生。
I didn't actually count how many times it happened, but I can say it happened quite often in the first decade of our marriage.
如果我能够回去跟这个年少的我讲话，
had I been able to travel back to speak to the young self, to my young self,
我不会好好的跟我自己说话。
I wouldn't speak to myself gently.
我会很严厉地骂他。
I'm going to scold him very severely.
因为虽然白天陪着太太，但是晚上回到家里面，人在心不在。
Because even though I spend time with my wife during daytime, but during the evenings, I was not entirely present.
在我孩子成长的还年纪小的时候，成长的过程的许多年当中。
The many years when my children were growing up,
Cindy 后来跟我说，我觉得他们没有得到他们父亲的关怀和爱。
Later, Cindy told me that she felt that the children did not receive enough attention or love from their father.
我自己知道我是爱他们的。
I know I love them.
而且我自己知道我是有花时间在他们身上的。
I know I spend time with them.
从来就没有要去撇弃他们或者是不顾虑他们。
I will never neglect them.
但是就一句话，就是人在心不在。
Briefly, I was present physically, but I wasn't giving them my full attention.
弟兄姐妹，在那样的一个描述情景当中，我没有在我的家庭当中借着主耶稣基督奉献神所喜悦的灵祭。
Brothers and sisters, in this description, you can see that in my family, I was not offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God.
工作繁忙，认真工作也不是坏事。
Dedication to work is not a bad thing.
我也不是在外面乱交朋友，花天酒地，不顾家庭。
I wasn't just squandering away, but I and not take care of my family.
然后呢，我周末还在教会服事。
I even served in the church during weekends.
那这些时间都是从我的太太和我的孩子身上夺走了。
But those were the time robbed away from my wife and my children.
弟兄姐妹，但是感谢神的。
But brothers and sisters, I thank God.
是在他的神的恩典当中，弟兄姐妹，他还是不断的来建造我们的家庭。
In His grace, God continued to build up my family.
因为我们的家庭不但是我们自己个人是活石，要建造成圣殿，我们的整个家庭的这个组织同样的要一起被建造，这个是复数的建造，成为一个神的殿。
Because in a family, we are not only individual living stones to be built up by God, but collectively, it's a plural, living stones. We need to be built up together by God.
中文看得到是一个复数，他说你们来，英文就是 you, 你看不出这是一个复数，但是这个原文是讲到是你们。
So in the Chinese version, you can tell it's a plural you, even though it's maybe lost in English version.
所以如果我是活石，我要被主建造，那我要与我的太太，与我的家庭，我们要一起建造一个合神心意的灵宫，这是我属灵的服事。
So if we are living stones, our family members are all living stones, so we need to be collectively built up by God, so our family will become a spiritual houseTo be a holy priesthood.
多年之后，
Many years later,
如今，
Nowadays,
当我问 Cindy 的时候，
When I ask Cindy,
我说，我们家庭生活现在是不是好一点了？
I asked her, Is our family life better?
她很小心翼翼地说，好一点。
She was careful, she said, A little bit better.
对，套一句俗语就是cautiously optimistic.
谨慎的乐观。
我了解他这句话什么意思，为什么是谨慎的乐观呢？
I know what she means by optimistic.
他说的确现在有改变了。
She says, indeed, there are changes.
我知道我看见是神在你生命当中的工作。
I can see how God works in your life.
但是呢，我可以信靠神，我不能信靠你这个人。
But my trust is in God, not in you.
你过去的记录不好。
You have a bad record.
所以我在神的面前，我谦卑，我认罪啊。
And therefore, I humble before God, I confess my sin.
但是我要在神的面前，我说主啊，因为我要做你的活石。
But I tell God, because I want to become your living stone.
我要不断地被你建造。
I want to be, continue to be built up by you.
我愿意我的服事不是只是在教会的所谓事工上面，是在我的家人的身上，是在我的家庭的里面，是在我的弟兄姐妹们的生命里面，我要服事。
I want to serve not only in church, but also in my family, but and also in brother sisters' lives.
弟兄姐妹，我们要落实做主活实的神的心意。
Brothers and sisters, we want to live out God's will, in being His living stones.
弟兄姐妹，你如果在家庭里面开始经历主耶稣基督这块活石在你生命上面的工作和改变。
Brothers and sisters, if you begin to experience the changes God, made in you because you are His living stones.
我保证你在教会里面你是乐于参与侍奉，并且是满心感恩，而且是这个是满心这个喜乐的服事。
Then I promise you, you are not only willing to serve in church, but you are also going to serve full of joy, full of gratitude.
然后我保证你，现在就算在这个环球疫情这么威胁我们生活的这个环境的时候，你心里面是充满平安，是充满喜乐的。
And I promise, even in this global pandemic, even though the environment is such, your heart will be full of peace and joy.
你心里面所想的不是我要回到过去的常态。
What your heart, desires is not just go back to the normal day.
你心里面所想的是我要怎么样向前迈步。
What you truly desire is to how to move forward.
你所想的不是我的生命和生活是多么的压抑。
What you are thinking every day is not how depressed my life is.
你从心里面涌流出来的就是多么的释放。
What pulls out from your heart is relief.
然后不但我要将主的生命在我的生活当中能够彰显出来。
I'm not only going to, live out God's life in my life.
我是这么渴望的将主的美好和他的救恩去跟不认识神的朋友跟不认识神的家人，我要去告诉他们你们的盼望要在耶稣身上。
Not only that, my true desire is that I want to share gospel, share the good news of Jesus Christ to those who have yet to know him and tell them your hope is on Jesus Christ, not anything else.
我的盼望在主的供应。
My hope is on God's provision.
我不受到疫情的控制。
I'm not controlled by the pandemic.
我不受到社会上面种种负面的这种矛盾和争执受到影响。
I'm not affected by all the negative conflicts and problems in this world.
我要做主的活石。
I want to be a living stone for God.
我要被他建造。
I want to be built up by him.
我要成为他圣洁的君尊的祭司。
I want to be a holy priesthood.
我要在我的生命当中不但是宣扬他的美好，我要颂赞他的全能。
In my life, I want to not only proclaim how wonderful he is, but I will also praise how powerful, life is in him.
2021年是新的一年。
2021 is a new year.
让我们继续不断地被神塑造成一位个新的人。
Let us continue to be shaped and forged by God to become a new being.
盼望你们跟我一样在主面前能够立志。
It's my prayer you will be like me to rededicate yourself before God.
我们把第四、第五节我们一起读一遍。
Let us read verses 4 and 5 once more.
主乃是活石。你跟我一起跟我读好吗？你读英文好了呀，刘英。主乃是活石。四节。
Yeah, but the translation goes.
主乃是活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。
As you come to him, a living stone rejected by men, but in the sight of God, chosen and precious.
你们来到主的面前，就要像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做个圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督能够奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
You yourselves, like living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，当我们用这两节经文祷告的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we pray using these two verses,
我们把你变成我。
Let us change you to I.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们是蒙你所爱的。
We are your beloved.
我们是蒙你所拣选的。
We are chosen by you.
我们是蒙你所看为珍贵的。
We are precious to you.
我们的主耶稣基督他是活石。
Our Lord Jesus Christ, He is a living stone.
他是你为教会、为属神的儿女所设立的房角石。
He is the cornerstone you lay down for your children in church.
不但如此，他是那位活石，因为他是战胜死亡、有生命的主。
Not only that, He is also a living stone who overcome death and have new eternal life.
父神，请你将我们今天一起聚集奉你名聚会的子民，求你让我们来到你的面前。
Heavenly Father, we pray that you will bring your children who worship you together this morning.
求你让我们与我们主耶稣基督这块活石的生命连结。
We pray that you will connect us to Jesus Christ's life.
求你让我们也能够像活石一般。
We pray that you will make us living stones.
能够被你建造成为你的圣殿。
To be built up by you, become your spiritual house.
主，我们能够做你那圣洁的祭司来服侍你。
We'll become a holy priesthood to serve you.
然后在凡事上面，我们能够借着我们的耶稣基督，能够奉献给你，蒙你所悦纳的灵祭。
In everything we do, we are able to offer sacrifices that's acceptable and pleasing to you through Jesus Christ.
主，让你所爱的人，让你所爱的人，在2021年里面都能够被你使用。
Lord, we pray that everyone who is loved by you will be used by you in 2021.
让你所爱的人在2021年都有新的认识，都有新的看见，都有新的体验。
May all those who are loved by you in this new year, 2021, will have new understanding, have new insights and new experience in you.
主，我们不要回到过去。
Lord,We do not hope to return to the old days.
我们不要回去所谓以前的常态。
Our hope is not return to normal.
主，你帮助我们，让我们能够勇敢定睛地迈向未来。
Lord, we pray you help us so that we can press forward to the future boldly.
并且能够有这个确信，是因为我们的未来是掌握在你的手中。
And we have this conviction. We know that the future is in your hands.
一切的祷告祈求是奉我们的主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray all these in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.